Manifested Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Shifting gears now to another pertinent story, and that's the poor audit outcomes that we are seeing at a local government level continue to be unabated, with only 34 of South Africa's 257 municipalities obtaining clean bills of health when it comes to their finances. Someone who knows all about this in helping us decipher the role and function of municipalities, but also just the concerns around the ongoing trend of poor financial management, is Mielani Oleni, Group Chief Advisor at Ntiso Consulting Group. Mr. Oleni, such a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to the listeners. Also a pleasure.
Fantastic. I was speaking to my colleague, Sinenja Bula, the producer of the show, around this conversation, and we almost seem exhausted and belabored by constantly referring to the usual stance of the Auditor General's views regarding municipalities failing and not, I guess, receiving unqualified audits. And this qualified audits, and this raises concerns around the adequate financial management that we see in these places.
I guess the old adage that says, you know, numbers don't lie, I think, you know, it's come true again. Given the fact that, you know, these audits are carried out, you know, quite, you know, extensively across different municipalities. And what's especially pleasing is that, you know, there's also deeper expertise that is put in from a technical point of view to be able to verify all of these numbers that we are seeing. And of course, you know, the regression from 38 to 34 clean audits calls for concern. The fact that the only one of the metros has been able to hold on to its clean audit with Ekurhuleni having fallen out, City of Cape Town that is, and the rest not anywhere near in sight, as well as, you know, the capability to deliver services. But the other matters of material irregularities, as well as unauthorized, fruitless and wasteful expenditure still coming in, and strongly so.
This, I see, given the statements that were raised by the Auditor General, Tsakani Maluleke, says all role players in the accountability ecosystem need to work deliberately and with urgency in order to work towards a culture of performance, accountability and transparency. So that tells us something, that it's not just the municipal manager or those taking and in charge of finances, but she's speaking to a theme that is a challenge and a problem right across the ecosystem. Talk to us around this, and if the aspects that perhaps you have witnessed around this challenge here.
So the accountability ecosystem is spot on, because it identifies all the role players who should play a role. And I think from an oversight point of view, from a support point of view, but I think the crucial issue that is perhaps or should come out more strongly, that this is a case of, are the people who are supposed to be doers doing what they are supposed to be executing? And I'm talking about the administrative side, because often we ascribe the audits or the outcomes of the audits, you know, to the entire municipality. Of course, you know, there are two areas, which is political management. We'll come back to political management. But on the administrative side, there's an accounting officer, municipal manager, there are CFOs, and all of the various people who are supposed to be skilled to manage and to deliver services and to perform functions that are required to be performed. So in as much as the accountability ecosystem is there in place to hold people to account, and I suppose they must continue to enforce and have consequences, but the issue of where the doers are supposed to be doing is one that I think must start being elevated, and there could be a number of different reasons that must be solved from here, from vacancies, from acting positions, and of course, you know, from lack of stability from a governance point of view.
And I think this is important, as you say, lack of stability from a governance point of view. We're witnessing that right now when it comes to key metros like Johannesburg and Tshwane, given the recent musical chairs that has taken place. I guess this is important because it underscores that a lack of sustainability or clarity and stability regarding leadership does have a financial consequence on the performance of a municipality. Would that statement be fair?
That statement is fair and it's correct, and this is how it manifests. Firstly, over and above the fact that the current administration or the results that we are seeing are based on a full year in office, of after the local government election that took place. It means that there has been a transition from the old to the new, and coupled with the transition of having new or incoming and some who have been retained into local government in terms of the political leadership as well as the administrative side, you then have an upheaval where there is a revolving door or a change or instability again. So you've had elections. Over and above elections, there's immediately changes in governance, from there. So you can imagine that kind of instability, what it does. So it's as if it's not enough that there's a transition from one administration to the other. So those are the crucial issues that would need to be managed for sustainability purposes, but for continuity, because you cannot be having a transition of people who are exiting en masse into other spaces, and you don't have at least a credible replacement, or even much more heightened, or having more of a stringent selection criteria to be able to bring in the skills that are required. So local government, being a business in government, requires a different set of skills. And I think those skills more and more have to be found, elsewhere outside of local government, which may even be from the private sector or even from the SOCs, or some may come from the province as well as national. So it is time for a new crop of skills that must be injected into local government to complement the skills that are already there that are doing their best.
Melanie, you often, have witnessed the transition in terms of the management controls, leadership and talent that sits at the municipal level. Are there positive examples, though, that we can find and allude to and perhaps can be used as a shining example and a template for many other municipalities to learn from?
I think the best place to start is to look at those municipalities that are able to consistently bring in a clean audit. The municipality, which I think is a district, West Coast District, has had a clean audit for more than 12 years. I think it's the number one municipality with a clean audit. And I've had the pleasure of interacting with the mayor, interacting with the municipal manager, of interacting with the chief financial officer. So you will find, and I'm quite sure that even in the other municipalities where I have not necessarily interacted with the troika or the team that is there, they are equally excellent people that you can find. That's why you are able to come back with a clean audit. And of course, someone may be saying a clean audit is not always translating to service delivery. And that is where I think perhaps you also need to look at the technical aspects, where the expenditure of grant, the management of projects, and so on. So those municipalities are there. And let me also say the pockets of those people still reside in many other municipalities where perhaps they are overburdened with the responsibilities that they have to do because of lack of support and so on. So there are shining examples of people who are coming in. Some of them have also moved, into other areas with regards to coming from local government. But it is often said that if you are able to run a municipality, you can run any kind of business, because municipality has got many different businesses within it, the water business, the electricity business, the waste business, and all other smaller types of minor revenue generators. If you compare it to a bank, of course a bank, you can argue that there's corporate and investment banking, personal banking, and so on and so forth, but each one would be run by various people who are credible. But municipal managers have to run all sorts of small businesses, all sorts of large businesses, and so on. So that talent, I think, is one that must continue to be nurtured, as well as, bringing and injecting new talent, from even from the private sector.
Definitely. Would be so refreshing to actually hear from municipal managers to share on their experience, and appreciate that you've given us some perspective as to what it is that they do experience on the ground. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Mielani.
Thank you very much, and have a great show further.
Thank you. That is our guest this evening, Mielani Oleni, Chief Advisor at Ndiso Consulting Group, joining us to give us a better understanding of the Auditor General's concerns and remarks regarding the ongoing low number of municipalities that actually achieve clean audits.
you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.